by Ann Davison. Candidates for Reeve and council seats are making their minds up whether to run in the fall municipal election. Some have neither yet said yay or nay as of September 10. But some have decided, now it's a matter of filing. By September 20 deadline, all those intending to run must have filed nomination papers to have their name on the ballot. Many current councillors are willing to run again. There's a common thread to see important projects completed for their municipality. In some cases, these projects are area-wide and involve collaboration among municipalities. For example, on the medical front, after an announcement that Melita's emergency services would close this summer, citizens held meetings and mayors, Reeves and councillors in the Southwest put their heads together and decided to do something about it. They've been working together with the Association of Manitoba Municipalities, with Prairie Mountain Health, and have sent a delegation to Winnipeg to meet with the Minister of Health, Audrey Gordon. Councillors say continued collaboration will be important for rural health care. Once elected, representatives have a great responsibility and an opportunity to stand up for their constituents. Wallace Woodworth Reeve of the RM of Wallace Woodworth, Clayton Kennard, says he will run for a second term as Reeve. At this point, we don't know of another candidate to run against him, but it's early yet. Kennard has enjoyed council work over the past 4 years. He says cooperation between municipalities through groups like the Dennis County Development Partnership are the way of the future. Asked what excites him, what lies ahead, Kennard responded, "We have a few economic development opportunities that I'd like to see come to fruition that would grow employment in the area, opportunities for people to move here and buy housing." He added, "I kind of find it all exciting. This partnership of the town of Verdun and the RMs of Pipestone and Wallace Woodworth has a large enterprise in their viewfinder that could grow employment in the area." He says projects like the Main Street Improvement Grant and the Tax Incentive Program are important, as is the Wallace Woodworth Wants to Know community building project initiated by the Economic Development Officer Tiffany Cameron have been important. The Elkhorn Lagoon project has been a major improvement in the area. We had an opportunity for funding from the government to get that project done. Once you're part of it, with opportunities happening, it's hard to want to step away from it without seeing those things come to fruition. No one wants to walk away from that. We certainly want to be a part of trying to help the healthcare situation for our residents in the area. I enjoy that we are collaborating with our neighbors, working together to make the area as a whole better. Kennard served one term as a councillor and this last 4 years as Reeve. He's looking for another term without the restrictions that COVID brought. Councillor Mark Humphreys, Ward 2, has indicated that he will run again for his council seat. Diana McDonald said it was a tough decision, but she has decided to run for re-election for Ward 1. RM of Pipestone for Pipestone, Archie McPherson is running once again. He comes across as low-key, but he, too, is excited about possibilities that are on the horizon, opportunities that Dennis County Development Partnership is at work to secure. For the Reston area, it will push the municipality to prepare for more housing. "We're drastically short of housing," says McPherson. "There are no homes for sale or rent in the municipality, so that is something the municipality needs to change." The joint work to improve healthcare in the region is also on his mind. "It's exciting times," he says, adding, "I look forward to another term." McPherson says he will have competition for the job but he says elections are good. A current councillor, James Watt, is planning to throw his hat into the ring. Garnet Williamson for Ward 2 plans to run for re-election, as does Sheila Kotelak for Ward 5 and Lane Wanless in Ward 6. Gary Nicholson and Randy Henuset have not said. Sifton Reeve of the RM of Sifton, Cyril Drew, hasn't said for sure, but he is thinking of running as Reeve for the upcoming term. He said it is a thankless job some of the time. But every once in a while, the public expresses appreciation for council's work, and that stokes the engines of elected representatives to put in the time at their duties. Drew was encouraged to see Lisa Gregg, former staff of Souris Glenwood prior to amalgamation in 2015, take the position as chief executive officer for Sifton. At press time, no one has indicated a desire to run for the Reeve of the RM of Sifton, but there's time yet. Councillor Scott Phillips has indicated that without a shadow of a doubt he will run again for his ward. "I find it fascinating to be involved in local politics," he stated. He points to several healthcare projects where municipal officials got together to stand up for healthcare in the region, an ongoing issue. Philip says those considering running for a council position should take a look at what is going on in their municipality. Look at all the potential committees. Glance over past minutes. He's a positive voice for Sifton's staff, saying, "It's a treat to be on council with such a great staff. They're smart. They're on time." In discussion at the council table, two longtime councillors said they will not run in the October election, and they are Larry Wallace and Stan Cochran. Prairie View Municipality in Prairie View, Reeve Linda Clark, announced months ago her intention to step down from her seat as Reeve. Will she run as a councillor instead? She's undecided. At this date, Roger Wilson is one councillor who is throwing his hat into the ring for Reeve. Prior to amalgamation, he was Reeve of the RM of Birtle, so he knows the position. Prairie View has a few things ongoing that I would like to see through. I'm still enjoying the work, still learning. He agrees that experience helps and a little bit of consistency, with old hands staying on, is important, but he's aware that change is good and new people on council would be a good thing as well. He says Birtle infrastructure is in need of improvement. The town has held at about 600-plus residents for the last 15 years. Miniota has a younger demographic and many work in industry, the oil field and potash. A new mine is being developed in the Harrowby area, and that's going to mean more employment, which may help with what Wilson sees as the biggest deficit in the municipality. He says, "We need people." Deputy Reeve Morley Butler also plans to run for re-election in Prairie View. As the days fly by, many more will decide to represent their communities in the October 26 election. It's not official until the nomination papers are filed and the September 20 deadline passes. Anyone thinking of running has just a few days to complete their nomination papers. It's not too difficult process. Check immediately with your municipal office. They will provide you with information and a nomination package.